With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A massive foreign aid bill is one step closer to passing through the Senate. Tonight, senators voted on amendments in the $95 billion package funding Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The bill will provide $60 billion for Ukraine, $14 billion to Israel, $9 billion to Gaza. Former governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, is running for U.S. Senate.
Hogan made the announcement on Friday to run for a seat that hasn't had a Republican senator in 37 years. The former governor is a moderate who considered a presidential bid. As governor, he became a national figure as one of the few members of the GOP willing to criticize Donald Trump. Republican leaders are wrestling with Democrats for Senate control, so they're eager to pick up a seat. Hogan, who served two terms as governor and left office early last year, announced his bid for Senate just hours before Maryland's filing deadline. He'll run for Senator Ben Cardin's open seat, who is retiring. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, federal health officials say flu cases are on the rise in portions of the Midwest. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has more on the story.
Although the numbers are coming down nationwide, flu-like viruses appear to be spreading in the Midwest. The Centers for Disease Control says 23 states are now seeing high levels of respiratory illnesses. That's up from 18 states the week before. And that includes COVID-19 cases, which right now are outpacing the flu. Since October, there have been 22 million people who've gotten sick, and 15,000 flu deaths have been reported so far. Overall, researchers say it looks like the flu season reached its peak in late December, but a second surge is possible. I'm Jackie Quinn.
House Republicans will take another shot at impeaching the Homeland Security Secretary next week. This is SRN News. Liberal religious groups launch a Get Out the Vote campaign.
Evangelical Christians aren't the only ones mustering their forces ahead of the 2024 elections. Various left-leaning church leaders say they will seek to mobilize their followers in a 30-state offensive aimed at getting President Biden reelected. What's being called the Poor People's Campaign will also seek to elect lawmakers who will enact universal health care, affordable housing for all, a $15 minimum wage, and fully funded public education. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri senators have voted against allowing abortion in cases of rape or incest. Republicans have defeated a Democrat proposal to allow exceptions for those under the state's current ban on almost all abortions. In 2022, Missouri lawmakers banned abortion except in cases of medical emergencies. Abortion advocates are trying to amend the state constitution to allow abortions for cases of rape and incest. This is SRN News. The state attorney general for Kansas is telling public schools that they must inform parents if their kids start acting like they're the opposite sex.
Attorney General Chris Kobach says public schools in Kansas are required to tell parents that their children are transgender or non-binary, even if the student has not come out at home. Kansas is not among the states with a law that explicitly says to do that. Kobach says failing to disclose when a child is socially transitioning or identifying as non-binary at school violates a parent's rights. And he sent letters in December to six school districts and the State Association for Local School Board Members, then followed up with a public statement on Thursday. I'm Donna Water.
Ford Motor Company is getting rid of its driver assist parallel parking feature on new vehicles. Officials say very few people are using it, and removing it will save them $10 million. More details at SRNnews.com.